murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I'm Nolzi Lee.
And I'm Danny.
And this week's topic is something that is very close to my heart.
No.
This guy is a legend.
This guy is a pig.
Can we please just set the tone for what we are about to speak about?
No, he's a pig.
This guy is the Frank Abagnale of our time.
I refuse.
If you don't know who Frank Abagnale is, you need to go back and listen to our other shows. Me and Danny.
No, he's not. Nolene, this man is not Frank Abagnale.
Me and Danny are fighting again this week because Danny does not have perspective.
Sorry, what?
You do not see the genius that's in this man.
What he did to those women, I don't care.
Did he not get the millions?
I don't care.
He secured the bag.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Frank Abagnale at least stole from corporations.
Do you want to tell them who we're speaking about and let them decide?
I don't want to do this.
I will tell you. We are speaking about the Tinder swindler.
I can't believe you made me watch a 2-hour documentary for this nonsense.
He's brilliant.
His face. I thought it was a series. I want to hit his face.
I don't want to. I mean, as the story progressed,
here's
I was just like...
Here's your hot criminal. Go marry
brilliant.
This one.
He's not hot.
Well, he's better looking than Al Capone, so...
He's weird looking. His voice is weird. But he's a genius, nonetheless.
So go be his next...
Never.
Swindle.
Do you want to explain to them?
No, fine.
I'll explain
to them. Yeah, you explain to them.
The Tinder swindler, a.k.a. Simon Leviev, a.k.a. the Frank Abagnale of our time is an Israeli con man. Con man is so disgusting for what he did. But anyway, convicted for theft, forgery, and fraud between 2017 and 2019, he allegedly conned an estimated $10 million, not rands, dollars from victims across Europe in a Ponzi. It's not a Ponzi scheme, but in a Ponzi scheme.
That makes me so angry. I had to watch that bloody documentary. Anyway, so we'll give you some background on this idiot. Okay, so Simon Levay was born Shimon Hayut on the 27th of September 1990. However, he actually has no relation to the Levay diamond tycoon family whatsoever.
Imagine
as
that.
Much as he claimed. He initially fled Israel in 2011 to avoid going to trial for fraud-related crimes, which he committed in his early 20s, where he then headed to Finland and reportedly began his scheme. In 2015, he served 2 years in Finnish prison for swindling 3 women, and upon his release in 2017, he went back to Israel. And before he could be arrested again, he went back to Europe to continue his scheme. And this is how his scheme would work. He would meet women on Tinder. This is why I don't go on Tinder or any dating site.
Yeah.
Lead them to believe that he was a wealthy heir working in the dangerous diamond business. And begin a long-distance relationship. And for a while, all he'd be like, no, I'm traveling for work. And he'd just spend lavish money on them, etc., etc. And then after he'd been dating the woman for a while, he would explain how he's in danger and send videos of his bodyguard bleeding and tell his girlfriend that he needed to use their credit card for safety. The girlfriends would then send their credit cards, take out loans, etc., etc., even fly suitcases of withdrawn cash. He promised to pay them back, which he never did. Okay, of course they believed him. He was the Prince of Diamonds. I mean, who wouldn't have money to pay them back? Okay, and the checks would bounce, that he would give them fake watches, or the bank transfers would never go through. And little did they know that they were witness. Well, basically what happened is that he would, let's give an example. So the money he takes from me, he'll spend on Nolene. And the money he takes from Nolene, he'll spend on Susan. And the money he takes from Susan, he'll spend on me.
This guy's a smart guy.
Listen, he's a pig.
The only thing that like irritates me about him is that he swindled 10 million and he did not even save. I mean, where's your savings? I understand, like, the private... Which con man flies private, stays in lavish hotels, eats the best food, parties the whole time?
I don't care.
He is brilliant. I mean, to convince you to go and take out a loan.
Listen. I don't disrespect he's brilliant, but what he did to the woman, that's what makes me hate him so much.
No, you can't.
Yes,
what,
I can.
What type of crime person are you? You've never felt sorry for all those victims that were bludgeoned to death or that were shot and killed.
They don't have to live with the aftermath. They're dead.
Who told them to go to the loan sharks?
You know what? Just shut up. Okay. So we're going to look at the story, basically, of what led to the events of him being caught. Because he'd been doing this for a while, and we actually don't know how many girls or whatever he actually frauded.
A lot. 10 million.
Yeah. So we start with Cecily. Listen, this is a Swedish name. You want to try?
Definitely not. Anytime you put an F and a J next to each other,
no,
it's not a
and
word.
Even the O that has the funny like line.
Right, like what is that?
It.
No,
so,
it's not
anyway,
even a word.
So she was one of the women that reported fraud. And for months, she had believed that she was in this relationship. They had daily contact. They had met on Tinder. And after a coffee date, he'd be like, listen, sorry, I have to go on a business trip. Do you want to come with me? And she was like, of course, this is the King of Diamonds.
Yeah.
And she even Googled him. And found his family, the Levay family, which was a famed Russian-Israeli diamond family. Okay, she quickly went home. She packed her bag. The driver waited for her. And it began their whirlwind relationship. You know, this is the stuff you see in movies, okay?
But to be quite honest, he did spend on her as well. So her taking out money is like, you guys were in a relationship.
Yeah, you know what? I just don't like his face. Yeah. 1 week after their first date, she became overwhelmed and actually started asking herself, will I ever see him again? They flirted daily, and the next week he actually returned to London to visit her. 4 weeks later, he told her about the threats that he had against his life, which is why he couldn't visit her often in London. And the day after that, he actually told her to meet her in Oslo. And that's when he asked Cecily for her first favor. And he told that he was told that he couldn't leave a digital trace. So he asked to use her card. Already a red flag. Okay. It's been a month.
Yeah.
No. Okay. During spring, they met twice in Amsterdam. And once in March and once in April. And I mean, she was happy. She was getting alone time with Simon. She was surrounded without being surrounded by people. Okay. They were talking about renting a flat together, in London. And Simon even was like letting her go and view them and sending him videos. And she was attending open house. I mean, this is stuff of dreams. One night she's out with friends and she gets a message from Simon with a video that the bodyguard, I think his name was Peter, had been attacked, and Simon, they try to stab Simon.
Yeah.
And now she was like, oh my goodness, he's been talking about these threats, but like, they're actually real. This is real. Like, this is my life now. And so she starts sending more money for his safety. Simon sends Cecily a document that is supposed to show that he repaid the money she had loaned, but the document turned out to be false. Okay, and she feels like she's doing everything for Simon and not getting anything in return. To give him one more chance, she invites him to Oslo, and Cecily realizes that the money is gone and the affection is no longer there. So she cuts contact with Simon, and then she reports Simon both in Norway and England. Apparently, the police then couldn't do anything about it. So then what she did was she actually went to VG, which is one of the biggest Norwegian newspapers, to share all this documentation and her story, because she's like, I've got to get it out there. We've got to stop this guy.
Sorry, Danielle is missing a very big piece in the story.
What?
This woman is not innocent. She took out an account with American Express, right? And then he said to her, you need to up your balance because I need to withdraw more. And she didn't have the money.
Okay.
So then he signed her up to his diamond company and pretended she was earning $90,000 a month. And then they increased. She was also a fraudster. I would arrest you as well, ma'am, because you lied and you sent the documentation and your balance was increased. And now this man is taking more of your money.
She thought she was doing to save his life.
But she committed fraud.
No,
she should be in prison.
Anyway, this is when she found out that the man who was her boyfriend was actually a major fraud. That must be so nice. Guys, be careful who you date and don't date online. She recognized, because when she got in hold of VG, they found out about these other Finnish women. And then that's when she recognized, this is what had happened to me.
Yeah.
I mean, she had taken out loans from 10 banks to help Simon and actually had to move back to her mom.
After
for
the
help.
Third bank, do you not like go? I'm sorry, sir. I know I'm helping you, right? But like, this is after the third bank,
yeah,
Danny.
Sure. Okay, I do. Yeah.
Me, even the first bank, I've taken a loan once. Now you want me to take it? Yeah, I'm sorry. Please don't play
VG
with me.
Then started their investigation to try and stop the swindler. So they actually traveled to Israel to look with him, and they received help from a well-respected investigative journalist named Uri Bleu. Again, I don't speak Hebrew, I think.
Uri.
Whatever. You're going to call him Uri. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to find out who Simon really was. And they actually went to Simon's home address. And VG went with. And they met. The mom was there. And she was like, I haven't seen Simon in so many years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. They then went to the police. And she said that Simon had been charged with theft and forgery back in 2011. And when he had never shown up for court, it showed that he had fled to Europe and changed his name. And in 2017, actually, a new criminal case had opened up against Simon LeVay, his new name. But once again, he never showed up to trial. So what now they looked at is they then started looking through her documents. And like, we've got to find a way to find this man.
Yeah.
And they found that Simon had bought plane tickets for a Swedish woman named Pernilla. Again, it's Swedish, so I'm not going to butcher the surname, but Prunella. So they contact Prunella, and at first she was like, what on earth? And then she realized she too had been swindled. Okay, she had given him basically $45,000, which is a lot. I mean, that's 450,000 rand.
Yeah, and they were just friends. They weren't even
They weren't even together. They were just friends. So imagine that. Your friend.
This guy is epic, Danny. Admit that he's the epic nail of our
time. His face just
irritates
me. His face is like, just
irks me. He's probably even
better
than Abigail.
Anyway.
No, Abigail's better.
No, I agree with that. So she then realized that she'd also been swindled, given him money, given him plane tickets, and she was angry. And she's like, okay, no, we've got to confront him. So she agrees to meet him in Munich, which is in Germany, and informs VG about the meeting. And before meeting, Prunella asks Simon to guarantee her that the money will be paid back. So he gives her this very valuable watch. Prunella then explains that her relationship, like we said, was never romantic. It was just a close friendship.
Yeah.
Now, after 8 months of them being friends, that's when he started asking for money. And so she meets up with him in Munich, and he doesn't know that then there's camera people taking photos of him, whatever, whatever. There was then, he saw a cameraman, there was a huge car chase. I would have thought I was going to die. I would have been so scared. Anyway, she then goes back to Stockholm and realizes the watch is, of course, a
fake.
Obviously. A few days later, she then goes to VG and phones him and is like, listen, what are you doing? The watch is fake. She confronts him, etc., etc. He starts threatening her. You've made an enemy out of me. You've made a mistake.
This guy's threats were not scary.
Oh, by the way, if you're very interested in this case, there's a brilliant Netflix documentary on it with his voice notes and everything. So if you want to know
more. Do
you
think his threats were scary? I don't think so.
No, not really. Like,
shut up, Simon.
I mean, that's because we're not in the situation, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I still don't think he's a scary guy. Like, I wasn't scared for, like, I was just like, whatever.
So after she got these threats.
These are not serious threats. Like, I listened to his threats, I was bored. I was yawning.
Anyway, she got the threats.
Are you scared of this guy?
No. Yeah. No. Just take his glasses away and you won't be able to see. VG posted the story and it went viral. And then his one long-term girlfriend, Aileen Kuhlman, saw it and was like, this is my boyfriend. So she read the article and realized, oh, damn, I've been swindled as well.
But she sent it to him first and he was like, no, don't believe
it. Then she was like, she quickly realized.
Yeah, that it was true.
That it was true. And apparently he was the only one that well, she was the only one that he trusted. And so he actually asked her for help once the story like went viral. Because they'd been dating quite a while. And she was like, oh, I'm going to swindle the swindler. And she met up with him. And she took all his clothes. His designer Gucci and Versace.
I was shocked that his designer clothes weren't fake. Because his watches were fake.
You know what? I was also surprised about that. Anyway, she then got her money back, basically.
Not all of it, though.
Not all of it. And she then also helped the authorities catch him in Greece, where he was then convicted and spent only 15 months in prison because the justice system is broken.
No, it's not. This is the perfect story. You know how we always talk about our favorite criminals and we always talk about the fact that it sucks that, like, he died, or it sucks that he, like, got syphilis and died in prison because he's brain conked. This guy, listen, 15 months and he's back on the streets.
Anyway,
with money.
He's now wanted in Israel, Sweden, England, Germany, Denmark, and Norway.
Nobody cares. Can they leave him alone?
He denied all his charges, and I'm going to quote what he said. I have the right to choose whatever name I want. I have never presented myself as the son of anyone, but people use their imaginations. Maybe their hearts were broken during the process. I never took a dime from them. These women enjoyed themselves in my company. They traveled and got to see the world on my dime.
He is right to some degree.
Anyway, he got out after 5 months for good behavior. And no, I can't.
I love the story. I love it because now he has a very pretty girlfriend. He's still got a lot of money, like a lot of money. And he's living his life. And what's so sad is the fact that these women, can I sympathize with them for just 2 seconds of this show?
Mm.
They're still paying off their debts.
Yeah, I know.
And he's like living fancy. I feel
They've tried lawsuits. They've tried. The thing is, technically, they gave him the money. Yeah. He didn't steal it from them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've tried. And they've tried to get private investigators involved and lawsuits. It's just nothing.
But if he had a little bit of a heart, I feel like he has enough money to pay them back.
Anyway, he's currently 31, living a free man with his new girlfriend, Kate Conlon, okay? And he said that the Tinder Swindler isn't accurate. Very good documentary if you want to go see it. They present, and this is what he said, they present it as a documentary but not the truth. It's completely made up movie. I'm not the Tinder Swindler. I was just a single guy that wanted to meet some girls on Tinder. I'm not a monster. People don't know me, so they cannot judge me. I'm the biggest gentleman in the world. The LeVay Diamond family disagree, and have filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Simon for defamation, invasion of privacy, breach of trademarks, and impersonation. The family are hoping that the lawsuit will force Simon to face justice and get the sentence he deserved. Now, this is what makes me also a bit angry. He has now signed a contract with an agency in LA where he hopes to write a book, host a podcast that offers dating do's and don'ts, and be the star in a show in which women compete for his love.
Doesn't he have a girlfriend?
No, but here's my thing. I mean, let's forget about the fact, yeah, they did also maybe commit fraud and gave him the money, whatever, whatever. They're still paying off their debts, and this man is getting TV shows.
Well, they got a documentary on Netflix. I'm sure they got paid something.
Yeah, but still.
Listen, like, don't hate the player. Don't even hate the game.
I will hate this player.
I feel like at this point, this man, like everybody.
This is a person, if they came up to me in the streets, I'd slap them straight.
Everybody has a career path that they choose. Some people have illegal career paths, the people we speak about on the show. And some people have legal career paths. This guy found a beautiful middle where he made money off love.
Anyway, they are still paying off their debts, and none of them have been able, nothing he did to them has been charged. So everything he did to them has just been, well, yeah.
So they got a relationship out of it. I mean, love is priceless. So
heartbreak, betrayal, deceit.
Hmm. Mm. But also, it's the person you choose to date, hey?
Like, don't go on Tinder!
Like, what is... What,
what, like, is Tinder? Y'all are asking.
And what I did not like was the first woman, Cicely. She said that it has not deterred her from going on Tinder and finding her love. And she's going to carry on doing what she always did to find love. So it's like, dude, you have not changed your methods. What do you want to find there? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Lesson of today's show. If you have Tinder, delete it. Okay. From us to you, delete Tinder.
And if you're a guy and you have Tinder, or you're a girl that can swindle. I'm not going to say a word for that because...
Oh, no, Lean. The
I can
Tinder
end up in
swindler.
Trouble with you. But what I am saying is nothing. I will not say a word further.
But this is it for this week. Like we said, very good documentary. I don't understand what is coming out.
Me and Danny like this guy. He's the Abagnale of our time.
Speaking for yourself?
I'm speaking for the both of us.
Sorry.
This man is a legend.
I just don't like his face. And I think he just was cruel.
I don't like his voice. I don't think he's good looking. He looks very short.
I will admit, like, his criminal activities on point. I mean, he got away with a lot.
I knew it. You see, me
but
and Danny are the same person.
I don't. That I,
so,
sorry,
what
Your Majesty.
I'm trying to say is that.
Sorry?
Me and Danny think the same.
Sorry, Your Majesty.
She knows this is the Abagnale of
our
time.
Sorry, Your Majesty.
Please deem him the Abagnale of our time.
Sorry, Your Majesty.
Sorry, Vladimir.
No.
Huh?
No?
Putin?
Huh? Okay. Elizabeth?
Hate that name.
Lizzie?
She does not look like a Lizzie. She does not even
Lilibet
talk.
Then?
No.
That was her nickname. That's
yeah,
why.
But the nickname with that lady. That lady does not
Let's
have
Let's end the show before we start fighting
nicknames.
Again about this person. But anyway, that's it for this week. We'll see you next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.